Dolores Keane comes from a family of Irish traditional musicians. Her mother, her aunts, her uncles, her brothers, the whole family is steeped in Irish traditional music. Dolores herself, for many years, and still is, singing a lot of Irish traditional music, but not totally. Now she's singing a lot of what we call Irish contemporary music. And here's a sample of that now. She's singing a lovely version of My Love is in America.
My love is in America, and I miss him tonight. So much so, I feel like taking the money we've saved and catching the flight. And catching the flight. The children are asleep in bed, and I'm on my own. Even though I've read his letters again and again, I'm alone. I'm all alone.
But for money I send home is barely enough. There's an ocean that keeps us apart. I've been lonely for home, but I mustn't.
What about this aching heart? Johnny, come home. I need you tonight. I need you tonight. Love is in America, but it's hard to go out just because certain assumptions are made when your man's not about. When your man's not about. My love is in America, and I'm not so sure.
That keeps us apart. I've been aching for home, but I mustn't give up.
What about this aching heart? Johnny, come home. I need you tonight. I need.
It's letting you into a secret time again. For a long time, I've wanted to be able to play the banjo. I envy anybody who can play a banjo, especially somebody like Jerry O'Connor. The Gravel Walk is the name of this one. Some fine banjo picking there from Jerry O'Connor and the Gravel Walk and the Jolly Tinker. We've had Cork, we've had Mayo, and we've got to have the most sung about county in Ireland, Donegal. Dear old Donegal from Dermot Hegarty.
It seems like only yesterday since I sailed from out of Cork. A wanderer from Erin's Isle, I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there for a stranger on the shore. But the Irish luck was with me, boys, and riches came galore. And now that I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle, me friends will greet me on the pier, they'll greet me with a smile. There'll be faces there that I never knew, I've been so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this is what she'd say.
She hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure, she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours, and kiss the carlings all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal. They'll
I'll give a party when I come home, and they'll come from near and far, and they'll line the road for miles and miles with Irish jaunting cars. The whiskey'll flow like buttermilk, 'twill fill your hearts with joy, and the piper will play an Irish tune to greet the Yankee boy. We'll dance and sing the whole night long, such fun was never seen. The boys will be decked in corduroy, the colleen's decked in green. There'll be thousands there that I never saw, I've been so long away. And me mother will introduce them all, and this is what she'll say.
Shay, out with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure, she is that girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbours and kiss the colleens all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Pete, Hannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malachy, Malone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Holy, Muldowney, Malone, Halligan, Calligan, Lanigan, Madigan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Houlihan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, McGinnis, McGillis, McLean.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, there's your sister Kate. Sure, she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours and kiss the colleagues all.
You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Somebody asked me in an email recently, would I explain that the ballad scene, when I talk about the ballad scene. Well, what happened was that we had, prior to the ballad scene, we had the showband scene. Now, there was a slight overlapping, but what happened? The showband scene faded away. There were a lot of musicians out of work. And what happened was that a lot of those musicians then hooked on to the ballad scene. They formed themselves into little ballad groups that consisted of banjos, tin whistles, guitars, with the occasional accordion, or we call it a button-keyed accordion, thrown in. And one or two of them also had Illan pipes. But the majority of them were banjo, guitar, tin whistle, and made up of three or four musicians who sang together the folk music of Ireland and of other places as well, but mostly the folk music of Ireland, the people, and the basic folk music. It wasn't classy, it was sort of, well, rough-edged, and that's the way people liked it. And when it started, first of all, well, every second pub in every town in Ireland had a ballad night, and they were packed. But then the good ones sorted themselves out from the not-so-good ones, and the not-so-good ones sorted themselves out from the bad ones, and we got really good ballad groups. The ballad scene is still in parts of Ireland. You'd still get ballads, but it's become more contemporary now, and it's become sort of, well, it started off as Celtic rock, but it's not called that today. I hope that's answered the email from my listener who asked me to explain a little about the ballad scene.
Thank you. He was stranded on some tiny town on fair Prince Edward Island, waiting for a ship to come and find him. A one-horse place, a friendly face, some coffee and the tiny trace, a fiddling in the distance far behind him. A dime across the counter then, a shy hello, a brand new friend, a walk along the street in the wintry weather. A yellow light, an open door, a welcome friend, there's room for more. And then they're standing there inside together. He said, I heard that tune before somewhere, but I can't remember when. Was it on some other friendly shore? Did I hear it on the wind? Was it written on the sky above? I think I heard it from someone I love, but I never heard it sound so sweet since then. Now his feet begin to tap. The little boy says, I'll take your hat. He's caught up in the magic of her smile. Then leaps the heart inside him. When and off across the floor, he sent his clumsy body graceful as a child. He said, there's magic in the fiddler's arms. There's magic in this town. There's magic in the dancer's feet and the way they put them down. Smiling people everywhere, boots and ribbons, locks of hair, laughter in old blue suits and Easter gowns. Now the sailor's gone, the room is bare. The old piano's sitting there. Someone's hat's left hanging on the rack. Some empty chairs, a wooden floor that feel the touch of shoes no more. Waiting for the dancers to come back. And the fiddle's in the closet of some daughter of the town. The strings are broken, the bow is gone, and the cover's buttoned down. But sometimes on December nights, when the air is cold and the wind is right, there's a melody that passes through this town. Woo!
Well, that was Johnny McAvoy, a big favourite of mine and a big favourite of lots of other people on the programme. His version of St. Anne's Reel, which was a Canadian type song, listening to it there, but moving along nicely, foot tapping, and Johnny can do no wrong. Well, in my book, anyway. St. Anne's Reel from Johnny McAvoy. Email time! Joe has an email. It's from Frank and Stella. And Frank and Stella said, Joe, could you play Jim McCann singing Easy and Slow? We haven't heard it for a long time. We listen in the UK in Birmingham, and we haven't heard this song for a long time. Now, I'm not sure, but I think I played this about 3 weeks ago. But maybe you didn't hear the programme. Here's Jim McCann, up to no good. I lifted her petticoat, easy and slow. Anyway, for Frank and Stella, I have Jim McCann.
T'was down by Christchurch that I first met with Annie, a gentle young maiden and not a bit shy. She told me her daddy, who came from Dungannon, would take her back home in the sweet by and by.
And what's it to any man, whether or no? Whether I'm easy or whether as she lifted her petticoat, easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. If ever you go to the town of Dungannon, you may search till your eyes, they are empty and blind. Be you walking or running, or sitting or standing, a girl like Annie you never will find. What's it to any man, whether whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As she lifted her petticoat, easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. The sunshine was gone, the evening grew dark. Along by Kingsbridge, and be God in a jiffy, me arms were around her, beyond in the park. What's it to any man, whether or no? Whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted her petticoat, easy and slow, and I tied up my sleeve for to buckle her shoe.
We all associate Paddy Riley with the fields of Athenry, but this next song, which is sung by Paddy Riley, written by Liam Riley, no relation, I hasten to add. Liam used to play keyboards with Bagatelle. Here's Paddy telling us this wonderful story of the Flight of Earls. As I mentioned on the programme quite often, we have lots and lots of young people leaving our country at the moment, flying off to America, to Australia, to Canada, to find work, because there isn't an awful lot of that at home at the moment. And the song starts with the singer, Paddy, sitting in the lonely waiting room, and he hears the sounds of Dublin outside, sounds that he's going to leave behind him, sounds that he'll miss when he goes. He hears the bells of Dublin ringing as he's waiting to be brought to the airport and leaving home. He explains why they have to leave home. But as I said the last time I played this track, wonderful line in it, remember, those aeroplanes fly both ways, and please God, those young people may get the opportunity to come back home again.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport, and the noise to get on board a transatlantic plane. We've got nothing left to stay for. We have no more left to say. And there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, ye boys and girls, another bloody flight of earls. Our best asset is our best export too. It's not murder, fear or famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join McAlpine's fusiliers. We've got brains and we've got vision. We've got education too. But we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish star. As we look on Ellis Island and the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday, we just wonder what you're doing for to bring us all back home. As we look forward to another Monday, but it's not the work that scares us. We don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times adieu. We've got Bono and you too. All we're missing is the Guinness and the rain. So switch off your new computers, 'cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving as our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport, or the boat that leaves Northwall. There'll be no youth unemployment anymore, because we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales. We're on the seas, the airways and the trains. But if we see better days, those bigger planes go both ways, and we'll all be coming back to you again. Yes, we'll all be coming back to you again.
And finally, friends, another of those songs that I actually don't think is an Irish song. This is a song that my dad used to sing, and I learnt the words from him, Derek McCormack. Maybe it was because my mother's name was Margaret, and he'd call her Maggie, which she didn't like, actually.
I wonder today, below, the creek. Maggie, where first the daisies brown. The creaking old mill is still, Maggie, since you and I. My face is a well-written page, Maggie, and time all alone was the pen. They say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as day songs that we've sung, but to me you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young, when you and I.
Well, friends, that's Sounds Irish for this week. This is Joe Bollett saying I hope you enjoyed it. Take good care of yourselves and of one another. May good God bless you and yours. And until next week, God bless. Travel safely. Slán. Bye.